started.
Justement. Justement. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Compassions toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your help you have released into our lives and situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the victories we have gotten through the operations of your power. Thank you, Lord, for making us to conquer our stubborn enemies. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to live a righteous life, holy life in your presence. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the knowledge of your word that we have, even the knowledge of the truth that is setting us free. Thank you, Father. Keep up the grace to love you, to fear you, to please you, and to obey you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the wonderful things you have taught us through these Bible study classes. And we thank you for what you're going to teach us this evening. Ask, O Lord, that through your Holy Ghost, minister to every heart here. In the name of Jesus, let the entrance of this teaching give life in every soul. Let it produce transformation, empowerment, and edification. In the name of Jesus, have your way in this place, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to be looking at another topic today. You know, we have moved to point four, and that point says, if possible, live peaceably with others in order to win them to God. If possible, live peaceably. Living peaceably means others, following peace with others, creating an atmosphere of peace in our relationship with others. That is what living peaceably means. Last Tuesday, we talked on peaceable relations with others are preferable. So today we're going to be looking at another point B under this point number four. The other point, which is B, it says try to relate to their way of thinking. Try to relate to their way of thinking in order to win them. Try to relate to their way of thinking in order to win them. Yeah, that is what we are going to be looking at today. That is, in your relationship with others, try to relate to their way of thinking so that you can win them to God, so that you can win their souls to Jesus. Now, let me start with this. Story, I don't know if I should call it a story. Yeah. There was a day I was walking on the street. I was going to buy something. So I was on the street walking to where I was going to buy the thing. And I was seeing a lot of people. So I felt like approaching some of those people and talk to them about Jesus. Yeah, I felt like moving close to one of the people I saw on the street to talk to them about Jesus. Yeah, because I really feel sorry for their souls, because I know many of them do not have a relationship with God. They do not have a relationship with Jesus. So as I was thinking about doing that, the Spirit of God began to tell me certain things. And one of them is that he was telling me that that if you want to fight the battle, fight in a way that you will win that battle. Yeah, you know, winning souls is like a battle. Soul winning or evangelism is a battle, because the people you want to reach to, they are in a captivity. Yeah. They are in captivity of darkness, captivity of lies. Many of them have believed lies. Captivity of sin. Yeah, they are in, you know, they are in captivity of many things. Yeah, and the demons that have captured them, the principalities that have captured them, they are always monitoring them. They monitor them 24 hours, 7 days. Yeah, so to win souls, into God's kingdom, you have a lot of forces to contend with. A lot of forces to contend with, A lot of battles you must win. Yeah. So the Spirit of God was telling me that if I'm going to fight a war, I should fight in a way that I will win. Yeah. So he was telling me that approaching those people to tell them about Jesus is not the way to capture those souls for God. Yeah, so he was telling me that I should try to understand the way they are thinking first. Yeah, like just approaching them and then telling them brother or sister or gentleman or lady, can I talk to you about Jesus? There's nothing wrong with doing that. But considering the kind of people that I was seeing on that day, I was walking on the street, yeah, the Spirit of God was showing me that just approaching them to tell them about Jesus is not going to work. Yeah, that firstly, I need to understand how those people think, what they have believed, how they see life, yeah, how they relate to issues of life. Yeah. So I need to first understand that. Yeah, through understanding how those people think, then I will now be able to create a strategy that can work, that can capture their souls from the bondage of Satan. Yeah. So many ministers of God today, they have not really understood the divine strategy God wants them to follow. In order to capture the souls of men into God's kingdom. So some of them, they are still using the ancient style of, should I call it ancient? They're still using the strategies some people used some years ago to win souls into God's kingdom. Not knowing that the way the world was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or 30 years ago was not the way the world is now. So things have changed. The attitude of people, the lifestyle of people, the world view of people, the mentality of people, the thinking pattern in people's brains. Yeah. So we must be able to present the gospel to people by considering how those people think, how they perceive life, how they interpret the situations and events happening around them, how they react to the things happening around them. And of course, we also need to understand what are the ambitions those people have, what are the passion they have, what are their priorities? Now, what are those things they are pursuing after? What are those things they want to become or achieve in life? Yeah, so we need to really what we are exposed to. Yeah, that's a good point. So we need to also consider what those people have been exposed to. Some have been exposed to false prophets, false churches. Some have been exposed to idol worshipping, false religion. Some have been exposed to all kinds of substance abuse, drug abuse, sexual immoralities, a lot we need to consider when we want to present the gospel to people. Yeah, so when the Holy Spirit made me to understand that, I now begin to think of a strategy that will work. Yeah, a strategy that I can use to capture those souls into God's kingdom. So it is important that we understand how people think, especially the people that we want to win them. We want to win their souls into God's kingdom. We must try to understand how they think, and we must try to relate with that. Let us look at 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 19 to 22. First Corinthians 9:19 to 22. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Yeah, this is what the apostle telling us the strategy he adopted to win souls into God's kingdom. Yeah, so whenever he's among the Jews, he tries to relate with them according to their mindset and lifestyle. And whenever he's among the Gentiles, he tried to relate with them as though he was not a Jew. Yeah, so he tried to blend with people of different status, people of different pride, people of different age, and level of education or intellect. So he tried to blend with those people. Yeah. Because there's no way we'll be able to save them without trying to relate with the way they think. You remember when Jesus met the Samaritan woman? Yeah. The first thing Jesus did to gain the attention of the woman is to start a conversation with the woman. Yeah, you see the story in John chapter 4. Usually Jews don't talk to Samaritans. I don't think they even greet Samaritans, people from Samaria. Jews don't want to talk to them. Anyone that is a Jew don't want to have conversation with them. So Jesus understood that, and he knew that this woman is from Samaria. Yeah, so he decided to someone that is not a Jew, because usually Jews would not relate with anyone from Samaria. Yeah, so that was the first thing Jesus did. He tried to act as if he's just a common person, as if he's not a Jew, or he wasn't a Jew. So then that kind of gained the woman's attention, because she was like, "You're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans." Yeah. And that was how the discussion started. And then Jesus began to also relate with what the woman was doing at the moment. Let me open to that, please, so that you can understand how to evangelize, practical way to evangelize. You don't have to follow the holding this strategy. Yeah. You don't have to follow that. You have to really relate with what is going on nowadays in the world. Yeah. So, I'm in John chapter 4 right now. You can open your Bible to John chapter 4. I'm going to pick some few verses here. In verse 7, John chapter 4, in verse 7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." Yeah, so that was the first thing Jesus did to gain the attention of the woman. So we have to, first of all, be able to gain the attention of the person. For instance, how can you gain the attention of a business person who is always moving up and down to do business every day? Someone that is always busy, busy every day for maybe up to 6 days in a week. So the person is always moving here and there, traveling here and there. How can you gain the attention of that person? Yeah, maybe the person is in a haste to meet up with an appointment, and then you just stand on the way of the person to block the person, and then you say, "Excuse me, sir, I want to talk to you about Jesus." The person would first look at you and say, "What are you saying? I'm going somewhere. I'm almost late. I have an appointment." The person might not even leave. The person might kind of even insult you. Yeah. So the first thing is, we must understand how to gain their attention. Yeah. Try to say something or do something that will make them to calm down and look at you and feel like, okay, speak more. I want to hear what you're saying. Yeah, so you don't just approach the person and say, I believe you understand what I mean. You don't just approach and then say, you need to give your life to Christ, you know, you need to repent. Yeah, you have to strategize the gospel, because now a lot is going on in the world. A lot of distractions everywhere. People are occupied with rubbish in their minds. They are thinking things that have no eternal value. Things that will produce no fruit unto righteousness. So they are just thinking about so many junks in their minds. So people are always far from the truth. So people are so distracted. So you have to approach them in a way that they will kind of give you attention and want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. So the first thing Jesus said to this woman was, give me water to drink. The woman was like, because the appearance of Jesus already confirms that Jesus is a Jew and not from Samaria. So the way Jesus dressed already confirmed who, where he is from. Yeah. So the woman wasn't expecting that kind of statement from Jesus. So Jesus started in that way. So maybe there are some people in your environment, and they are set of people everyone don't want to relate with. Yeah, everyone is trying to avoid such category of people. Now, if you take a bold step to meet those people, you might be surprised that they will seriously give you attention, because they know that you are part of the people that don't want to associate with them. So maybe in your country there are some set of people, maybe tribe or whatever, or race, that some other race or tribe don't want to talk to them or associate with them. Now, you making a move, you taking a bold step to approach them, that alone is an evangelistic or evangelical strategy. You making a move to approach people that usually don't make friends with people from the community or tribe you came from. So you making a bold move to talk to them about Jesus is enough to captivate them, to gain their attention. Yeah, but some of you feel like this set of people, people like myself don't associate with them, so I don't want to create a problem. I don't want to create a trouble, so I'll just let them be. That is not right for a Christian that wants to win souls for God. Yeah. So you must, like, for instance, some countries, some countries that are full of racism, they are so conscious of the skin color. Yeah. So they say, we are not Africans, we are not black. So I don't want to have anything to do with blacks or Africans. Yeah. So you that is an African, approach those people. Yeah. You'll be surprised that they will be listening to you. You'll be surprised. Approach them with the gospel, and you'll be surprised that they will listen to you. Just try it first. Yeah, because they'll be shocked that you even came, because they don't, because they are not even expecting you to come to them. So you just getting closer to them, they will feel like, wow. So this person can come and talk to me. So even if they give you some kind of attitude, after you have left, they will sit down and think about it. But this person has never come to me to tell me anything before. So that means this thing she came or he came to say must be very serious. Yeah. So let us follow Jesus to step. Let us follow Jesus' example. Those people that you don't want to talk to, they are the ones that are likely to listen to the gospel from your mouth. I'm telling you the truth. They are the ones that are likely to give you serious attention. Yeah. And now let's continue. In that, in verse 9, then seeth the woman, John chapter 4, verse 9. Then seeth the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. So you can see Jesus knew that, but he decided to break that barrier. Yeah. And not only that, Jesus also related with what the woman was doing. You know, the woman was trying to fetch some water from the well. You know, the first thing Jesus did was to break the barrier of separation between Jews and Samaritans. Yeah, that was the first strategy Jesus used. He broke the barrier. And he started a conversation that usually most Jews would not start that kind of conversation with the Samaritans. Now, the second thing Jesus did was to relate with what the woman was doing at that time. The woman was fetching water. So Jesus said, give me from that water. And then he went further to say, if you know the kind of person that is talking to you, you would have asked him to give you the living water. Yeah, so Jesus used the water the woman was trying to fetch to introduce her to another water that is divine. You can see the second strategy. Yeah, by relating to what the people are busy with. Let me read that, please. In John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Yeah. Yeah, in verse 13, Jesus explained what the living water is capable of. And also in verse 14, he explained that. Now, in verse 15, look at what the woman said. John 4, verse 15. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. You can see, Jesus used what the woman was doing to present the gospel to that woman. So there are some people that we need to relate with what they are doing, what they are busy doing. to present the gospel to them. So we need to look for scriptures that really target what those people are busy doing. We need to look for revelational truth, revelational knowledge in the Word of God about the things those people are busy doing. For instance, let's say you want to win the soul of a prostitute. I'm sure you know who a prostitute is, someone that makes money through offering her body to men. Offering her body to men for money, that those men will sleep with her and then give her money in return as a prostitute. Now, let's say you want to win a prostitute to Christ. One of the scriptures to use is to say, do you know that your body is not your own? That question alone will gain the attention of that prostitute. Just telling her a question that, now you're not saying, excuse me, sister, or excuse me, lady, can I talk to you about Jesus? Like, you're just saying, do you know, you're just asking a question, do you know that your body is not your own? So that question will kind of strike a chord in her heart. And she'll be like, what do you mean? What are you saying? And then you go further to say, offering your body for sin is a great sin against your God, because He created your body for His glory, not for sin and not for money making. Yeah. So, and gradually you will start taking her deeper and deeper into the scriptures. And before you know it, you would be like, I naturally hate this thing. This thing I've been doing. I don't really want to do this. What can I do to come out? Yeah. These are practical ways to win souls. Or maybe a businessman like what I was saying earlier, a businessman that is always busy going here and there looking for money. Yeah. Then you approach the businessman. One of the things you can say to him is, do you know that your soul worth much more than money? Do you know that your soul cannot be bought with money? Do you know that the value of your soul is priceless and you should not trade your soul for money? Yeah, so you will look for what the Bible say about that thing they are busy doing. Yeah, in that way you'll be able to gain their attention. Yeah, you can even say, do you know that you can walk and walk and walk and never succeed? And they'll be like, what are you saying? Are you saying the business I'm doing, I won't succeed? And then you will go further to say, without Jesus, you can labor and never reach success. Yeah. So we should learn from the strategy Jesus used in this place. And then from there, Jesus now began to go deeper into the woman's lifestyle, what he fears, what he fears, our fears. Yeah, because usually people come to fetch water in that place during the evening hours. But this conversation in John chapter 4 happened during the afternoon hours. So the woman came to fetch water in the afternoon because she doesn't want to come when there's a lot of people, because many people in Samaria, they knew her story. They knew she have had several husbands, or she have had several relationships with men. So she doesn't want people to start talking about her, start looking at her in a way. So she came to fetch water before others would come in the evening to fetch water from that well. So Jesus was able to see through her fears. Yeah, you know, by the Spirit of God. And he began to engage her in more conversations. And the woman kept on responding till Jesus introduced himself to her as the Messiah. And then she was so excited that she ran to the entire city of Samaria and began to talk to others about Jesus. Yeah, you can read the rest of the story in John chapter 4. Yeah, so if we try to relate with the way people think, we are likely to win them into God's kingdom. Yeah, so stop trying to make people think the way you think. First of all, try to know how they think. Then you can now help them to come out of their darkness. But if you just want everyone to think the way you think and believe what you believe, you will be surprised that the people would not even look at you. Yeah. And they would not even listen to you. But if you try to relate with the way they think and then trust the Holy Ghost to help you come up with a strategy to capture them, to gain their attention, then you are likely to win them for God. Let us look at another scripture. First Corinthians. Verse 10, sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32 to 33. 1 Corinthians 10, 32 to 33. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. So here, Apostle Paul was saying, don't cause offense. Don't be eager to offend people. Yeah, don't take pleasure in offending people. Yeah, even though people might get offended when we present the gospel to them. Yeah, but try to relate with them in a way that they would, maybe I should use the word in a friendly manner. Yeah, try to relate with them or get close to them in a friendly manner before you now introduce the gospel to them. So that is what he meant by, even as I please all men in all things. Yeah, so he tried to, Apostle Paul tries to make friends with people, even though he knows that many of them don't believe in what he believes in. Yeah, but he tried to make friends with them. Yeah, in fact, he even tried to serve them. Yeah, maybe they need help in some things, and maybe he have the knowledge. He tried to give them even that knowledge for free. Yeah, so that he can save them into God's kingdom. So we should learn to humble ourselves and make friends with people, so that through the friendship, not close friends, but you know, maybe I should use the word, maybe casual friendship. Yeah, casual friendship, like greet those people. Yeah. Greet those people, ask about their whereabouts. Yeah, ask about how are they doing. Yeah, so like just try to create a room for them to be free talking to you, for them to be free associating with you. So make yourself approachable, make friends with them. Yeah. So in so doing, there will be many opportunities for you to now talk to them about the gospel. But if you are always distancing yourself from the people around you, and then maybe thereafter someone gave you a prophecy and say, God said you should go and start preaching the gospel to everyone in your neighborhood. And because you received that prophecy, then you carry your Bible. And then you now go to the buildings in your environment and start knocking the door. Excuse me, here, I want to preach the gospel to you. They might not even give you any attention. So several times they have seen you pass by their house and you never greeted them. Yeah. Several times they have seen you they have seen you in many occasions and you never care about them. Yeah, they have seen you in many places and you never show any here. You just look away from them and just go your way. Yeah. So when you now come to present the gospel to them, they will not listen. Yeah. So before you present the gospel, make friends first. Yeah. In fact, there are some missionaries that when they entered into a country or a community or a village for more than 9 or 10 months, they were not preaching any gospel, they were just making friends. They are missionaries, and God sent them into that location to win souls. But when they got there And then they studied how things goes on in that place, how the people think. So they decided to first make friends before saying anything about Jesus. Yeah. So they spent months, some even spent maybe 3 years or 4 years making friends before they now begin to strategically introduce the gospel to those people. Yeah, so we must not make evangelism or evangelistic exercises a formal thing. No, of course it can be formal, yeah, but you can also make it informal, because Jesus is part of everything we do. Jesus is part of everything we do. The gospel is part of everything we do on a daily basis. Yeah, the gospel is part of our daily life. So you can easily share the gospel just by, you know, just through the events that happen to people on a daily basis. So the issues people go through on a daily basis is enough to use to present the gospel to people. Yeah, the circumstances, the situations that surrounds people is enough for you to create a message, a gospel message, and tell those people about Jesus. Yeah, so you don't have to follow a rigid format or a rigid rule or process when you are preaching the gospel. You can use any approach. Yeah, as long as it will point to Christ eventually, you can use any approach. If I am like this, I can use more than a million approach to present the gospel. And now we end up talking about sin. That might not start with sin. Yeah, but as I go further in my discussion with the people, I'll eventually talk about sin, and then talk about repentance, and then talk about salvation. Yeah, but I might not start from that point. I can just pick any of the issues the people are going through. Yeah, so we should be wise as Christians, and we should make use of endless opportunities God already have made available to us. You don't have excuse for not preaching the gospel. There is too many opportunities around you to help you preach the gospel. In fact, what Satan is doing, to many people today is an opportunity to preach the gospel to those people. I don't know if you get my point. All the attacks that Satan is sending into people's lives is an opportunity for you to preach the gospel to those people. the problems people are going through is an opportunity for you to preach the gospel to them. Yeah, so there's no excuse for you. You have no excuse to not preach the gospel. You have no excuse. Some people, you can preach to them by showing love to them. Yeah. Maybe they are in need of something, and then you have the money to meet that need. So you just package the money and give to them. Yeah. You might not even talk about Jesus at that time. Just meet that need. Yeah. But of course, don't make them depend on you. They have to depend on God for their provisions. Yeah. But the little you are able to do to help them, you just help them. Yeah. And then they will feel like, wow, this person really key. Yeah. So gradually, they want to get to know you more. Yeah. So there are times you just go to them and preach the gospel. Yeah. You're not giving any physical thing at that time. You're just giving spiritual food. They will listen to you because they know you care. Yeah. And they will listen to you not because they want you to give them another money, but they will listen to you because they know you love them, and they know you can't deceive them. Yeah, because they know you really care about them, so they will listen to you. So there are different ways to win souls into God's kingdom. Yeah, different ways. I pray that the Lord will help you to strategically present the gospel to sinners so that they can be saved. I pray that the Lord will give you wisdom to present the gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, to people through the situations and events those people go through on a daily basis. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so we have come to the end of the teaching. If you have any question, you can ask on the Telegram platform. Don't forget that the topic says we should try to relate with the way people think so as to win them. Try to understand the way people think so as to win them. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for everything you have made us to know, made us to learn, and made us to understand during the course of this Bible study class. Thank you for showing us that we and win a lot of people into your kingdom by strategizing our approach, by strategizing our evangelism. Thank you for showing us that we can win a lot of people into your kingdom by presenting the kingdom truth, the kingdom revelations, the kingdom principles that relate to what those people are going through. Lord, I ask that you help everyone here to be wise in doing the soul winning exercise at this time in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you who have not been actively involved in evangelism, in soul winning. I pray that the Lord will forgive you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will stir up in your heart strong passion, strong desire to go out and preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those of you who have been doing evangelical work, but you have been following a pattern that is not yielding any results. You have been following a pattern that is not saving any soul. I pray for you that the Holy Ghost will inspire you in the name of Jesus. The pattern that you will follow, and you will see great people coming to Jesus through your message, through your preaching. I pray that the Holy Ghost reveal that pattern to you in the name of Jesus. As you carefully study the environment you are currently staying, and as you carefully study the people in that environment, their lifestyle, their way of thinking and reasoning, as you do all these spiritual research and mapping, I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to open your eyes in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to show you the blueprint that you need to follow to pull out those souls from satanic activities. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have listened. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' fulfilling name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.